It's a Tuesday morning. What do? We do the Dial a Doc program with FHN and the administrative director at the Center of Wound Healing at FHN, Dr. Roland Tolliver, is back with us here again today. Hey, Dr. Tolliver, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Great. Great to talk to you, and congratulations. 2021 is the 10th anniversary for the center. Congratulations on that. Now, tell us where the wound center, the Center for Wound Healing, is located, and what is your plan now for opening this brand the service to the public?
Well, the plan is basically the same, is that we've been open since actually today is our exact 10th anniversary. We were open April 6, 2011. So today is our celebrating the day we're celebrating. So we are across the street from the hospital in the old Stevenson Clinic building, which would be at 1035 West Stevenson, and we are on the second floor. So anyways, we have had 55,000 patient visits since we opened up, approximately. These numbers are approximate because they are in flux as we continue to see patients on a daily basis. We've had over 10,000 patient dives, not 10,000 different patients, but 10,000 dives of the different patients that we've seen. And we're proud to pronounce that we've had a 97% healing rate. And our average healing rate for most of our ulcers has been at approximately 32 days to heal, which is really above the national standards.
You know, that's amazing, and I still don't think that many people understand what you do there at the Wound Healing Center, and how it is not a usual site facility here, because you are one of the very few here in the Midwest that does this. Tell us what types of wounds that you see most frequently in your patients there at the Center for Wound Healing.
Well, the most common that we see are the diabetic ulcers, patients with diabetes that develop a wound on their, typically their foot, but it can be the ankle, it can be the leg, and these ulcers oftentimes have a difficult time healing without some extra assistance from our qualified staff. The other types of wounds that we typically see are what are called venous stasis ulcers, people that have varicose veins that tend to break down. Sometimes those veins will open up around oftentimes around the ankle or the lower leg, which causes ulcers to develop. Lymphedema. We have vascular ulcers, which are more the arterial wounds where people have poor circulation, and sometimes the wounds will develop because of that. Pressure sores that can develop when patients have been bedbound. Surgical wounds that dehisce or open up after surgery that don't fully heal and will oftentimes need help getting those healed. Oftentimes there are radiation injuries, which when people have radiation therapy, sometimes you'll get what's called osteoradionecrosis, which is there can be damage to the bone, especially like the ulcers are the cancers around the mouth area. Frostbite is another one that we've treated, and bone infections are another type of wounds that we treat on a regular basis.
We're talking to Dr. Roland Tolliver, Administrative Director of the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. Today, actually, is the 10th anniversary of the Wound Healing Center at FHN. Doc, you talk about the hyperbaric chambers, and, you know, you've had this for 10 years, and I'm just pleased for you that nobody else in the region is doing this, even after 10 years, so it's great. Talk about how these hyperbaric chambers actually work.
Well, the hyperbaric was originally started in the early 1900s when they realized that divers, when they dove deeper into the ocean, would increase the amount of atmospheric pressure, which subsequently increased the amount of oxygen that the tissue would be getting. So what ends up happening is that HBO therapy involves breathing pure oxygen, so it's 100% oxygen, and it's in a pressurized tube or chamber, and it's basically was designed initially for divers that would develop the bends or decompression sickness. And what ends up happening, though, is we found out that as we keep the patient at 100% pure oxygen in an enclosed, sealed chamber and then gradually increase the pressure to either 1.5 atmospheric pressures, 2 or 2.5, depending on the condition that we're treating. The greater the amount of atmospheric pressure that is put into the chamber then increases the amount of oxygen that can penetrate through the tissues and get into the bloodstream and subsequently increase the amount of oxygenation. We've also found that by increasing that amount of oxygen into the bloodstream, it can actually help to fight infections because a lot of infections cannot tolerate high levels of oxygen. And it also creates new capillary formation in the body, and capillaries are basically getting to the smaller tissues, which are oftentimes damaged when there is a non-healing wound. So the combination of all these things with the HBO therapy, in addition to basic wound care principles, sometimes grafting, sometimes debridement, sometimes surgery, it just depends on what is required. But the combination of these things with the hyperbaric oxygen will oftentimes help to expedite the healing of the wounds that are slow to heal, or in some cases appear to be non-healing. But you know, we have had excellent success at getting a lot of these healed on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think folks don't realize that. I think they just sometimes think they have to live with it, but they don't have to live with it. And these diabetic wounds, as you mentioned, they can be very difficult to heal. Why is that, Doc?
Well, there are kind of five basic factors. I mean, it's multifactorial, but there are five primary reasons. The first one is that high blood sugar levels basically prevent nutrients and oxygen from getting to the supporting cells. So you need the cellular level, you need to be able to get the proper nutrition in order to get a wound to heal. The second thing is that high blood sugar levels oftentimes will compromise the immune system, and then it also increases inflammation. So it's a kind of a combination of those three things with high blood sugar levels that cause healing to slow down. The second thing that we see is something called neuropathy. Neuropathy is basically where there's a loss of protective sensation to the tissue. Oftentimes referred to pain as basically being like our indicator light on our car. If you can't feel something, much like if your oil light is not working and you don't realize that your oil's running out, you can develop, you know, engine problems. In this case, if your pain levels are diminished to the point that you can't feel anything on your feet, primarily, then you can develop a wound prior to your actually seeing that it's there. And the longer that that goes, the greater the chance of that wound developing and becoming deeper and more problematic as far as either infection or penetrating all the way to the deeper tissues. The third thing that develops is a lot of times with our patients with diabetes is poor circulation. Patients with diabetes are twice as likely to develop peripheral vascular disease or decreased circulation. It usually affects the extremities more than it affects other areas, primarily because the feet, as you know, are the farthest part of the body from the heart. So those small little blood vessels, oftentimes they become either calcified or they become, there's arterial sclerosis, which is loss of, or basically plaque developing. And that combination of things can decrease the circulation to the area, which further decreases oxygen to the tissue, which then makes it more difficult to heal. Probably the worst combination of somebody can have that makes it very difficult to heal wounds is if we have a patient with uncontrolled diabetes that also smokes. The smoking not only causes vasoconstriction, which further cuts down on the circulation, but carbon monoxide takes the place of oxygen in the blood cells, which is basically toxic to the tissue, and that combination plus the diabetes is basically a very difficult wound to heal at that point if they have that combination. The fourth thing is the diabetes over long term can weaken the immune system. And the fifth thing is high blood sugar increases the rate of infection because most bacteria like the sugar, so it is a good environment for bacteria to grow, which is why controlling the blood sugar is so essential and why we like to work with our patients' primary care providers and to ensure that we keep what's called their A1C, which is their long-term diabetic control numbers in a reasonable range so that we can allow for the optimal environment for healing.
So now we've talked about diabetic wounds primarily here this morning, but what about wounds or other injuries such as broken bones, muscle, or tissue injuries? Can you at the Center for Wound Healing help on those too?
There are certain things that we can. Crush injuries are one. We've noted crush injuries can be treated because of the damage to the vascular supply. So hyperbaric oxygen treatment is a treatment for that. Certain open fractures can develop infections. So in that case, we can, you know, again, treat the infection with hyperbaric oxygen. You know, most of these, for instance, an open fracture would need to be taken care of by a traumatologist or orthopedic or podiatric surgeon in order to basically get the fracture under control first, but subsequently, you know, the tissue damage that ensues can be treated by either hyperbaric treatments or one of the other treatments that we do at the Wound Center.
What about treatments at the Center for Wound Healing covered by Medicare and insurance, Doc?
Yes, we always ensure that, you know, our treatments are covered. You know, if they're not, you know, we oftentimes will have to do a letter of medical necessity or a petition the insurance company for coverage. You know, that's, we do have a department that makes sure that all treatment, you know, the treatments that we do are a covered service under either Medicare or private insurance or Medicaid. You know, these, there are certain qualifying guidelines that are necessary for these, you know, like the diabetic ulcers. You know, they, after 30 days of treatment, if we don't have adequate improvement with standard standard of care, then, you know, oftentimes we can look for hyperbaric treatment to be approved or certain skin grafts. You know, there's the different treatments that we can provide at the center. You know, most patients that we see for wounds are typically seen at least once a week. We find that if we don't do what's called debridement or removing any of the dead tissue around the area, that it does slow down the healing for the wounds. The other treatments that we can provide include, there are a multitude of different skin grafts. We can do grafts that are taken from the amniotic tissue, which has been done in the last number of years, which works very well. There's actually people, much like organ donation, there is actually donation of the skin. There are approximately 2% of the people that qualify for skin donation. Then there's also the newer one that we're doing is called Kerasys, which is actually taken from North Atlantic cod, which is was developed in Iceland about 10, 12 years ago, was used in Europe for a number of years, and now for the, I think the last 3 years has been officially approved to be used in the United States. And it's very well accepted in the sense that it's got omega fatty acids in the tissue, which helps to decrease the inflammation, and then it actually will help to stimulate new skin growth as well.
Wow, amazing. Just amazing how this has changed even over the last 10 years that you've had the Wound Healing Center, right?
Yes. Wow. Yes, I mean, there's, you know, new treatments are coming along all the time. You know, there are, I just want to give a shout out. There are four of us that are providing services there. Dr. Castro is our official medical director. He's a general surgeon. He was with us when we started day one. He left for a while to run the vein clinic at the hospital, and he is back with us, which we're happy to have him. Carrie Wright is a nurse practitioner that's been with us since day one as well. She and I have been there for all 10 years. Then we also have Dr. Richard Bell, who's a podiatrist that's been with us since 2017. And we also have four excellent wound care nurses. Casey is our program director in addition to a wound care nurse. And then Erica, Cassie, and Kedia are also providing services and assist us on a daily basis with all of our care. So, you know, and it's nice because the original plan of the center, I mean, it's, you know, there has to be a certain amount of need in order to have a center open. And with the increased age of our population, the increased number of patients with diabetes, these things were determining factors in opening the center. We've found out that, you know, there's national wound centers, which, you know, we are part of a nice collaboration between what's called Restorix Health, which has wound centers throughout the country, and FHN. So FHN, we have the providers, and we also provide the location. And Restorix has helped us as far as providing the oxygen chambers, and they help to train our staff so that you know everybody is on board for the common good of the patient. So it's very nice to have that collaboration. And the other nice thing within our center is that we do have access then to other services, you know, that the hospital can provide. We work with our vascular surgeons quite frequently. We work with our nephrologist to help with fluid management, and a lot of our patients that have diabetic neuropathy, diabetic ulcers, also have kidney disease. So, you know, all of these things have to be done together in order that we can all work for the benefit of the patients and allowing them to heal properly.
Wow. Okay, Doc, if somebody wants to schedule an appointment for any of your services or find out more information, how could they do that?
Well, they can go to the FHN.org website. The Center for Wound Healing, actually, we have our own Facebook page now. And keep an eye out for that, because we will actually be doing a virtual tour of the wound center coming up. With COVID, we'd like to do a regular tour, but with COVID restrictions right now, we're trying to keep this all safe for everybody and making sure. So there will be a virtual tour, so we'll take people through the wound center online so they can see what it looks like, and we'll explain what we do in more detail. They can also call 815-599-7410 is the telephone number for the wound center to schedule an appointment. And I think I misspoke earlier, said 1035. It's actually 1036 West Stevenson, across the street from the hospital and on the second floor. So,
Great,
so if
great.
They reach out to Jenny, she's our coordinator for scheduling. So that would be, you know, the way to get in.
All right.
You do not need a patient. You don't need a doctor's referral. You can self-refer, but you know, we do work in conjunction with your primary care providers as well.
Got it. Doc, it's always great to talk to you. And congratulations on the 10th anniversary today. It's great to talk to you today. We'll talk again soon, right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Scott. You have a great day. Okay.
You too as well. Dr. Roland Tolliver here today, Administrative Director at the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. One of the only wound healing centers in the entire region here, the only one, and it's at FHN. And the preceding brought to you today by FHN.